But what needs to happen very quickly is that goal setting needs to kick in. Because when you have several competing priorities, goal setting will help you to organize your time and prioritize the work you need to get done in a particular day or within a particular timescale for you to make progress. My name is Dr. Asha Sefenit Wudasi. And like many people of African descent, I used to live in the UK, but I always had a dream which developed into a plan to move to an African country of my dreams. After traveling around several African countries on the African continent, I finally settled on Malawi, a small country the size of the UK, which is in the east side of the African continent. And I love it here. My podcast is about my life in Malawi, how I got here, how I'm managing to stay here, and some of the interesting things I get up to during my daily life. I also focus on helping you to break through with your own best life plans for living in your own hot country of your dreams, or just having the life you want. I also look at your money freedoms, your job freedoms, and many other things that can help you to get that best life. So stick with me as I take you through the Living Your Best Life in Africa experience. It's going to be a blast. Greetings. You're listening to the Living Your Best Life in Africa podcast, and this is episode 164. So I've decided to talk about goal setting this week. Why? Because I'm always in need of some of this myself. But more importantly, this is what my side hustle students are going to be working on in the next couple of weeks. You see, when you are side hustling alongside your day job, it's gonna take a major piece of focus for you to remain committed to key things you need to be working on in your side hustle, whilst every inch of your time is being sucked dry by the day job and its demands. As you know, I came to the UK for a purpose, got COVID again, and ended up having to stay longer to recover, which meant that I got caught up with things here, which has split my focus in a way that really gets on my nerves. But what saves me is goal setting, because goal setting acts as a reminder that those interruptions and distractions are always going to be there, whether it's part of your side hustle life, your day job life, or your personal life. And goal setting is what will help you to not be too hard on yourself. But when life, the day job, or something else gets in the way and blocks your progress, what needs to happen very quickly is that goal setting needs to kick in. Because when you have several competing priorities, goal setting will help to organize your time and prioritize the work you need to get done in a particular day or within a particular timescale for you to make progress. Goal setting is one of the motivational techniques which I use on my coaching program because it helps participants to identify and understand their own goals, and from there, participants can then set key actions that will motivate them to take a step-by-step approach to achieving key steps, key things, or key actions that will lead to masterful decision-making and the achievement of major pieces of their side hustling plans. I can't think of a single business in any sector that has survived without goals that drive the direction of the business. Goals are that important, whether in your personal life, your side hustle life, your business life, or any other life that you may be leading. Right from the very beginning of my side hustle journey, when I had made a firm decision to leave the UK, I started my goal setting journey by breaking down my goals into key priority areas that I felt, if completed, would get me to my best life plan of being able to leave the UK and at least long stay in an African country of my choice. I chose key goal areas that I felt I could influence and not areas that were unattainable, You see, we have a tendency, we being African descent people, we have a tendency to choose unobtainable or unreachable or fast goals. Why? Because our experiences of racism and oppression and those accompanying messages that we get about not being good enough and about having to work twice as hard to get half as far, those messages generally make us feel that we are always playing catch up with other groups, and we are. Also, in most cases, we're trying to move from survival strategies to thriving strategies. And that really makes us try to take leaps. And when we take those leaps, far bigger than we need to sometimes, just to make ourselves feel like we're catching up, we tend to overstretch ourselves. And research shows that when you overstretch yourself, you can lose parts or all of the gains you've made. Because like trying to jump over a large hole, sometimes you don't make it all the way across. And then you find yourself stepping back into part of the hole with your heel or your back foot. However, it is possible to plan against this. And whilst you can't get away from all risks, you can minimize your risks by having smart goals, which are goals that help you to create clear plans to help you achieve your key objectives within a certain time frame, so you cut down the risks of landing in a hole when you jump. I love goals, and smart goals are what we're going to talk about for the remainder of this podcast. But I'm going to apply smart goal thinking to a key objective that tens of thousands of people want to achieve every year. And that objective is to have enough money to have the choice to leave your job to long stay in a hot country of your dreams for, let's say, 3 months. So I'm going to look at the goals we need to achieve that. Our starting place is to look at your starting place, which is you sitting in a job that you could very easily leave behind. This is where you're starting from. The next position you need to pinpoint is your end goal, which is to be in the hot country of your dreams for 3 glorious months without having to look back or worry. Then you need to identify the key priorities between the 2 points. The priorities you will need to sort out to get you from your start goal to your end goal. So let's say your priorities are your job, your family, and your income. The next step is to put these priorities in the order in which you want to deal with them, or the order in which the goals need to be achieved. And you do this by simply creating a priority list. So to move things along, let's say your priorities have been reordered as follows. Your income is now your first priority, and your goal here is to know what money you are going to need to cover all your costs whilst you are away. And you're also going to need to know where that money is going to come from. Your next priority might then be your job. And you do need to have a goal here because you already know that your boss will not give you 3 months off. But for you to fulfill your dream, you can't be in a situation where your employer is expecting you back at work after 2 weeks. So you need to know how you're going to deal with this and how you're going to square that circle. And finally, you might decide that your least testing priority might be your family. And your goal here will be to still manage any family responsibilities or priorities that you're still going to have, even when you are away. Having got your priorities into order and understanding the purpose of each priority, the next step is to break down each priority into actions that you need to take to achieve that priority. And here is where smart goal setting starts. And by smart goal setting, I'm talking about creating goals which are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And the initial letters from each of these words is where the word SMART comes from. And we apply this SMART thinking to each of our priority goal areas. And for the purposes of the podcast, we're going to look at your income priority, which was the first priority in our reordered priority list. So starting with income and remembering our SMART goals, which are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. For your specific goal, you might want to know what your income and expenditure is over a three-month period, because this would tell you how much money you need to save in advance of your trip, so you have money in the bank to cover all of your bills whilst you're away, and also to cover your 3 months' worth of living costs at your hot country destination. That's your specific income goal. For your goal to be measurable, you need to know your income and expenditure. You need to know how much money you need to have raised by the time you want to leave to go on your trip. Let's say your current outgoings are £1,300 a month, which includes everything, and you've calculated that you will probably need about £200 a week to cover your costs on your long stay holiday. That brings you to a total of £2,100 per month, added to which you might include a small contingency amount of £200 a month to cover any emergencies. And that brings your total amount of funds needed for your long holiday to £2,300 per month, which you then multiply by the 3 months you plan to be away, which means you need to have raised £6,900 to cover your 3 month long stay in a hot country of your dreams. The next goal is the achievable goal, and to think about whether your goal of raising £6,900 is even achievable. There's no point in telling yourself that you will raise £7,000 in 5 years. That's too long. So many things could happen in that time to change your focus, destroy your enthusiasm, destroy your motivation, and blow you off track. So keeping your enthusiasm going for 5 years is not a good look, and it would be hard. So you need to think about what else you can do to reduce that time. Because reducing that time is what will make reaching this total of £7,000 much more achievable for you. So here, you might consider whether you could earn extra money by getting another job, or by selling some of your old stuff that you no longer need, or whether you want to start a little side hustle from home to bring in extra money, or whether you could get a promotion, or whether you can cash in an old insurance policy, or get a bank loan for some of the money. All of these areas are possible, and in full flight, could narrow down your 5 year wait to just 2 or 3 years. Next, we look at goal relevance. And what I mean here is that you then need to think about whether your goal of raising this money before you travel is even relevant. Now, this is important because, for example, you could get a bank loan for the whole amount, which would mean that you could go off straight away once you've sorted out your job and your family commitments. Or you could be doing some side hustling whilst on your trip via your laptop side hustle, which would help you to raise some or all of the £7,000. Because if you could be making money whilst you're away, you would barely need to wait a few weeks before you could go off. Because as soon as you are away, you could be earning money from your hot country to cover some or all of your costs. So you need to check whether the goal of raising all the money before you go is even relevant. In other words, do you need to have this goal, and does it fit and add achievable value to your plans? The final area to look at is making your goal time bound. And this means making sure that if you need to raise this money, you give yourself a deadline for achieving your target. And the best way to do this is to give yourself little time targets to reach along your 2 to 3 year journey, so you can keep track of your progress and hold yourself accountable. So within a 2 year timescale, for example, to save your £7,000, your next timescale might be something like, by the end of my first planning quarter of 3 months, I need to have raised £1,000 towards my trip. This is what a time-bound goal looks like. with the aim of the goal being to help you to reach your target in a time-focused but time-limited way. Now, once clear about your income goals, the next step is to break down your income goals into time-bound actions. Actions that you'll have to take to achieve your income goals. So your actions might be something like, in the next week, I'm going to review my spending by going through my last 3 months of bank statements to see if there are areas I can cut back on so that I can put the extra money saved into a savings pot in my bank account. Your next goal might be, in the next week, I will ask my boss if there are any overtime hours available, or I'm going to check whether there are any promotions available in the company, and if I'm successful, the money from this will go into my savings pot. The next action might be, in the next month, I will get an extra weekend job that fits with my current working hours, the money from which will be banked in my savings pot. Your next action might be, in the next 3 weeks, after I've completed my income and expenditure check, I'm going to see the bank manager to see if I can get a loan for some of the money that I need to raise. And your final action might be that at the end of the month and every month for the next 2 years, I'm going to review my savings to see how I am doing. The aim is to save £7,000 for my trip, which is an extra £1,000 per quarter or £350 per month every month for the next 2 years, which breaks down to £161.50 per week or £23 a day. Achieving this would mean that I will have raised all the money I need to cover my costs to go on my 3 month trip by the end of the time scale that I've put there for myself. Once you have completed the process with your income goal, you would then repeat the SMART goal setting process with your job goal and with your family goal, ending up with a bunch of key actions that you need to take so that all your key priorities are covered by the time you are ready to leave for your trip. This will mean that as far as possible, you have planned and made decisions around key areas that need to be taken care of whilst you are away. And this is the beauty of becoming a master decision maker, using clear goal setting to achieve your priorities. Because becoming a master decision maker is all about clarity. Having clarity of thought and then translating what you think into clear and achievable goals, which are held together by realistic timescales that help you to track how you are doing and how far you have to go to achieve a particular goal. Your mastery also includes your need to focus on when you need to start your actions, whether you need help from anyone else to achieve your actions, how soon you need to approach others so you don't lose time, whether you need to clarify anything so your plans are focused, whether you can see any worries or concerns along your path which will get in the way of achieving your goals, and finally, how you will hold yourself accountable for sticking to your actions and achieving the goals and targets that you have agreed for yourself. Do all of this, and you will very quickly see how you can achieve mastery in your decision making. Don't forget to check the show notes for links to more information, and you can subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a thing. The podcast is available on all the usual platforms, and links to those platforms are in the show notes where you're listening to this episode. Also, why not leave me a review on iTunes or a star rating on Spotify if you like the podcast? This will help make the podcast more visible and will help to grow the podcast. On a final note, I want to say that the beauty of a goal-setting technique is that you can apply it to absolutely anything that you want to achieve. The process of assessing what you need to achieve is always the same, and you will always end up with a plan of actions at the end of every goal setting process. That being the case, all you need to do now is to find a purpose to plan for and dare to dream. You've been listening to the Living Your Best Life in Africa podcast. My name is Dr. Asha, and for this week, I'm out.